can write there the Maha Mantra.
Oh, and some water, someone could provide some water, I would be grateful. Just one person. We'll begin by repeating the disclaimer I gave at the beginning of part one. In this seminar, I'll have some fairly negative things to say about various things people do in ISKCON Kirtan. Practically all of my friends, all the devotees I most admire, and all my favorite Kirtan leaders regularly do one or another of these things. So I don't intend to attack anyone or insinuate that anyone is spiritually defective. Please don't think that if your guru does something you hear about in my seminar, you have to abandon him and go looking for someone else. But I wouldn't mind if some of these features of modern ISKCON Kirtan came up for review. Now, we began to recap. We discussed before that there are standards for Kirtan, that Srila Prabhupada gave us standards, that the most important thing in Kirtan is purity of consciousness, and that what we chant should be what comes to us through the disciplic succession from the acharyas, not what we hear in Vrindavan, not what we get from filmy bhajans, not from our own inventiveness, not from anywhere else but the disciplic succession. The songs of Narottam Das Thakur, the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhojan, these are authorized. And most importantly, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vansha Hari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. We discussed that new mantras should not be made up or concocted. It's not enough that your mantra has this name of Krishna and that name of Krishna. That isn't what it is. The mantra has to come down to us through the disciplic succession. Otherwise, it will be useless. Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishpala yata. We discussed specifically for Vande that Srila Prabhupada said no new kirtans for worshipping the deities in Vande, including Sitaram. There is absolutely no change in worship. Adopt the same method as in our Vrindavan center, simply with three pujaris like in Vrindavan. They are all Vishnu Tattva, Radha Chandra, Radha Krishna, Gauranatai. No additional kirtans. Simply do exactly as in Vrindavan. No additional kirtans. And in Srila Prabhupada's time in Vrindavan, they did not chant Jaya Sita Ram, Lakshman Hanuman, Jaya Sita Ram, Bhakta Lakshman. That wasn't one of the kirtans Prabhupada taught us. It wasn't chanted in Vrindavan, and therefore, as far as I can understand, it fits the definition of an additional kirtan. And Srila Prabhupada said, for Bombay, no additional kirtans. Simply do exactly as in Vrindavan. Okay. I believe last time, did we discuss last time? I'm not quite sure where we ended last time, because I did an extra seminar. Prabhupada gave instructions to Harikeshu when he was president in Vrindavan, setting up the standards for kirtan. As far as the standards go, I think we did, this is where we stopped last time. He told us, by the way, not to add anything or subtract anything. Don't add bolo. Did we discuss that the first time? Yeah. It's not bolo Hare Krishna. Even though bolo just means chant, Prabhupada did not do it. Don't add. Now, these are the instructions Prabhupada gave to Harikesh. He wrote, his instructions could not have been more specific. The exact cause of these instructions was a kirtan in the temple led by Bharadraj Das the night before. Srila Prabhupada had been in the habit of attending our nightly kirtans and classes due to his being sickly and unable to speak. That evening, Bharadraj chose to sing a song, which he said he got from a book by Gopal Bhatta Goswami, which was a variation on the mantra, Krishna, 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 hey. But instead of being for Krishna, Krishna was replaced with Gora, so that the mantra went, Gora, 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 hey. Srila Prabhupada disliked this extremely. So much so that the next morning he called me into his room and wanted from me an explanation of why Bharadraj was chanting like that. I could not give a proper explanation, but Prabhupada said he never wanted to hear that again in the temple, and I should never allow such kinds of speculation in kirtan. He then went on to specifically describe how kirtan should be done. More or less, his words were, now I want to establish the standards for kirtan. You may chant as follows. For Mangal Arti, the Samsara Dava prayer, then Sri Krishna Chaitanya, then Hare Krishna, nothing else. For evening arti, the Gaura arti song, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, nothing else. For all artis, this basic pattern should be followed. The chanting of Sri Krishna Chaitanya mantra should be only three times, not more. No one should sing a bhajan unless all the devotees know what the song means. No one should sing songs in Vrindavan temple that are in languages people do not understand. Yashopati Nandan may be sung since people understand that. These were the instructions. Basically, morning, Samsara Dava, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, nothing else. Evening, Gaurarti, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, nothing else. Pretty clear. Any questions? Thank you.
Yes?
The devotee is asking whether after samsara dhamma we should chant Prabhupada's pranam mantra. Interesting question. When Prabhupada chanted in the morning, he chanted samsara dhamma, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, and nothing else. He didn't chant the pranam mantra to his Guru Maharaj. Now, if I suggest that we shouldn't chant Prabhupada's pranam mantra, there'll be a revolution. But actually, it's not necessary. It's not what he did. And we don't have to. Samsara Dhamma, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, nothing else. Perfectly good. But it's become customary to chant Srila Prabhupada's pranam mantra. But there's confusion there. Sometimes I hear devotees starting with Prabhupada's pranam mantra. Then they chant samsara dhamma, then they go on. So the question comes, they're not Prabhupada's disciple, but they begin by offering pranams to Srila Prabhupada. Then they go on to samsara dhamma, which I guess is for their guru. But they skipped over their guru to go to Prabhupada. Is it right, philosophically? Before I speak, do I begin by offering obeisances to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and then go to my guru? Evam Parampara, my guru, his guru, his guru, his guru. But you have people, they're beginning by offering obeisances to their guru's guru. And I understand he's the founder of Charya Viskan, and that's a big topic these days. But you can't jump over your guru. I'm sorry. And still be sampradaya. You can't do that. Unless somebody wants to come and demonstrate to me that it's sampradaya, that you begin by offering respects to your guru's guru and carry on from there. I've yet to see it. So when someone who's not Prabhupada's direct disciple begins by offering pranam mantras to Prabhupada, my hearing takes a beating. I think, what's wrong with this person? Even sometimes I hear a fire sacrifice, someone's being initiated, and the priest is beginning by asking everyone to repeat Prabhupada's pranam. The person to be initiated begins by chanting Prabhupada's pranam mantra, and his guru's mantra is left out or it follows Prabhupada. It's wrong. It's just wrong. And I have to stop those people when I'm sitting there. Wait a second, whoa, what about the man's guru? The man who's being initiated. First he chants his guru's mantra, then he chants Prabhupada's mantra, then. That's how we were taught. So if you're going to chant Prabhupada's pranam mantra, at least chant samsara dhamma first. At least do that much. Because it can be taken that by chanting Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda, you're offering obeisances to your guru. Then you can go on to Prabhupada. Not topsy-turvy, the opposite direction. Actually, one should offer explicit obeisances to one's guru. Not just a generic mantra, but the guru for my the mantra for my guru. But because we're in a society and there's a history and so on, so we're not doing that in the temple. But at least, don't start with Prabhupada's pranam mantra. You're totally contrary to the tradition if you do that. At least begin with Prabhupada's. Begin with samsara dhamma. The next thing that disturbs me, sometimes we hear
right in the middle of Samsara Dhamma. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya. What the hell is that? Samsara Dhamma is not the Prabhupada song. It's the Guru song. It's the song offering respect to the spiritual master, which doesn't mean the founder Acharya of ISKCON. It means your spiritual master, his spiritual master, all the gurus in the line, that's fine. But when Prabhupada was here, if they wanted to chant Jaya Prabhupada in the middle, all right, we were all Prabhupada's disciples. Now we're not. Some of us have the privilege of being Prabhupada's disciples, and some of us have the still further privilege of being disciples of the disciples. Samsara Dhamma is not the Prabhupada song. And therefore it even disturbs me when, you know, they finish the Jayam Stubhamstasya Yashasri Santam Vande Guru Sri Charanadavinda Jaya Prabhupada Jaya, as if again it was the Prabhupada song. If you want to think of Prabhupada doing that song, that's fine. But it's not. What if somebody else is thinking of his guru? God forbid. Then you've spoiled his meditation. Because you're thinking it's the Prabhupada song. You don't need to chant Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada at any point in that sequence. Samsara Dhamma, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, nothing else. And, all right, I won't buck the system. After Samsara Dhamma, Srila Prabhupada's pranama. And if you left them out, you would not be wrong. You would be institutionally wrong, but you would not be philosophically wrong. Because Prabhupada said, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Samsara Dhamma, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, nothing else. And that's what he did. And if that's what you do, you're no worse than he was. And he was perfect. So again, I'm not campaigning to edit it out of the program, but keep it at that, if you would. Or to put it another way, I would be happy if you would keep it at that. And others may consider what's best to do. Is that clear? Does that answer your question? Yes.
Maharaj, in the morning Guru Puja, just now you said that in the
morning Guru Puja is not Guru Puja. It's Prabhupada Puja. It's not the puja for your guru and his guru and his guru. That ceremony has developed as being entirely for Srila Prabhupada. During that ceremony, chant Jaya Prabhupada to your heart's content. Because that's what it's meant for. That ceremony is the ceremony where we worship the founder Acharya of ISKCON, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who we're all following. It's not Guru Puja, it's Prabhupada Puja. We call it Guru Puja, fine. He's everyone's guru. But that's what it is, it's Prabhupada's guru. So if you chant Jaya Prabhupada, wonderful.
And that time, if we are meditating on our Guru Maharaj, simultaneously.
Well, it's not sinful if you meditate on your Guru Maharaj. Because Prabhupada is with his disciples. Just as Krishna is not alone, Prabhupada is not alone. Prabhupada is always with his devotees. He's always with his devotees. So, if by thinking of Prabhupada, when you think of Prabhupada, naturally you'll think of your guru. When you think of your guru, naturally you'll think of Prabhupada. There's nothing that's good. That's what we want. Is that all right?
Hmm.
else in this regard?
Yes.
He's first and then you. Age first and then, all right, Pichir Mala really wants to speak. Go ahead.
Sometimes like the Yatra Pandal program, the Mashin Pandal program, we erect professional singers for Ajans.
Sometimes at some Pandal program, you arrange for some professional singers. Why? At house programs, people suggest that we sing Hindi bhajans.
If we sing Vaishnava bhajan, they do not understand. So, they have the priority of language.
If you sing Vaishnava bhajans, they won't understand.
And sometimes senior Prabhupada disciples also sing Hindi bhajan, unauthorized Hindi bhajan. That bhajan is not recommended by our Vaishnava acharya.
Bhajan is, some of our senior disciples, Prabhupada disciples, sing some Hindi bhajan, which is or is not recommended?
Not
recommended. Yeah. Okay. One thing at a time. Professional singers. The professional singers, the sound vibration of the professional singers will not help us. Our Krishna consciousness movement has spread all over the world by sincere devotees chanting Hare Krishna, not by the beautiful music of professional singers. And Prabhupada, as we go on, I'll read more about that, but Prabhupada makes that point that we're not professional musicians, and that's not what we're interested in. Did I tell the story of the Kirtan Mela in Mayapur? I did, but I think in part two or in part one? I think in part, you were here for part two? You weren't. Okay, so I told the story. How there were some expert singers who were brought to Mayapur, different professional groups, and they chanted so expertly. And Prabhupada said to pull the plug. He said, they're simply chanting for money. Here in Bombay, we know some of the professional bhajan singers. And we know that some of them are woman hunters, some of them are drunkards, but they have beautiful voices and they chant wonderful praises to the Lord. That's not the sound of vibration we're interested in. That's the sound vibration. That's the vibration of the material sound. We're happy with a person who doesn't know how to sing, but is a pure devotee of Krishna. As far as Hindi bhajans, there was one bhajan, Krishna Jinikam Namhe, which was printed in our songbook and Prabhupada approved. I don't know of any other Hindi bhajans that Prabhupada endorsed. And when he was here, there were so many Pandal programs in Bombay, in Calcutta, in Delhi, in the south, and Prabhupada had us chanting these same vibrations. And if the different bhajans people can't understand, they don't understand Bengali, they can't follow the language, they don't know the meaning, fine. We have an answer. We have a solution. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shahi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's all you need. That's all you need. You don't need to add anything from any other source. Keep it simple. If they don't understand something else, you can just chant Hare Krishna, which everyone understands. Is that all right? Okay. They like bhajan, like Hindi bhajan or something.
They say, we know Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You can sing some Lila bhajan or some Hindi bhajan.
You can, if they want something more, you can sing Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Srila Prabhupada endorsed this chanting. He chanted it himself. You can chant it. So So if they want you to, if they all know Hare Krishna, they want something else, you can add that. And if they want still something else, you can chant Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. These two lines, Prabhupada said, could be added. It's another way of chanting Hare Krishna. That should be enough for them. If they want more, say, I'm sorry, we don't chant more. We're not in the business of satisfying their senses. We're not recording artists. Could you sing this, you know, your top hit from your third album? We're something else. So we follow our standard, not their standard. Another question? You have a question? Yes?
So in Mangalarti also, after the Hare Krishna, this Hari Haraya Nama,
after Hare Krishna, or in the morning kirtan, or any kirtan, you can add these two lines if you wish. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Nibhusudan. Srila Prabhupada specifically authorized this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. These two lines were chanted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, and Prabhupada said, these two lines can be added. Sometimes we see that people are chanting a whole bhajan by Narottam Das Thakur, which is fine, an authorized bhajan, but it's not what Prabhupada asked us to chant. Two lines. Two. Not four, not one. Clear? You can look it up in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'm not making this up. Yes? It's not a question of allowed. I'm not the police.
So he's asking why can't we chant Jai Gornitai or Jai Radharati?
You can chant anything you want. But Prabhupada said, chant this. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, nothing else. Bande, no additional kirtans. So every living entity has independence. If you want to chant something else, you can chant something else. But Prabhupada said, this much, don't add anything else. Do you need to add something else? Do you need to add something else? It's not enough. Is Hare Krishna insufficient? Is there some hole? Is there a problem? Then why add? For what reason? Why are you adding something else? Explain to me what the need is to add something else. You're asking whether you can. I'm asking why you need to. What's the reason? Why should you do it? I'm asking him. Is there an answer? No. Huh? That was easy.
This might be the reason, because all that we are getting, we are chanting, we have become devotees, all because of Prabhupada. So, you know, at the end, we are just remembering Prabhupada and glorifying him because by his mercy we have got. That's why we are chanting Jai Prabhupada.
Yeah, we're chanting Jai Prabhupada. I don't object, but in Prabhupada's time also we chanted Jai Prabhupada. But then it becomes Jai Prabhupada, then it becomes Jai Gornitai, then it becomes Jai Radha something something, then it becomes Sita Ram, Lakshman Hanuman, then it becomes Jai Shalagram Shila, Jai Shalagram Shila. You think I'm joking? I've heard this. I went through this before. Jai Radha. There's one temple, they have Radha Krishna deities. Radha, Radha Krishna, Radha, Radha Krishna. Rukmini Dwarkadish in Los Angeles. Jai Radha Rukmini Dwarkadish. Pura Rasa Bliss. I've heard Jai Radha Ladu Gopal Radha. You know, you add a little more. The next ad person adds, someone told me that he heard, maybe from Prabhupada or someone, maybe it's a common saying, that if the guru passes water while standing, the disciple will pass water while walking. You know, you're just adding a little, the next man adds a little more, and the next man adds a little more. And pretty soon we're all chanting Om Namo Shivaya. What's wrong with following what the standard Prabhupada told us to follow? Is that bad? No, we want to express our love for the deities. Prabhupada, unless you love the deities more than Prabhupada did, stick with what he did. He didn't chant deity mantras. He chanted Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vashani Guru Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. All the other mantras are included right there. You don't need to chant anything else. Orkut, anything else? Okay.
So we should not chant.
You can chant Jai Prabhupada. I won't lower the gate on that. We did in Prabhupada's time, but at the most, that. But then after Jai Prabhupada, then people feel, well, we chanted for Prabhupada, but we didn't chant for our guru. Then we had Jai Guru Deva, Jai Guru Deva, which Prabhupada didn't like. He said, who is that Guru Dev? This is impersonal. So you're better off just sticking with what Prabhupada said. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Hare Krishna, nothing else. Then you don't run into these. Well, if we chant this, then we should chant that. Morning tune. Srila Prabhupada was very strict in the melodies sung during the Mangal Arti. He wanted the morning melody and nothing else. He would sometimes stop kirtans if other melodies were sung in the morning. That's again orientation. Clear? Everyone knows what the morning tune is? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the morning prayer. And the second part, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then even there could be a higher one. But then it becomes another tune. Hare Krishna, Krishna. What is that? Hare Krishna. It's not a tune Prabhupada ever chanted or asked us to chant. This is the morning tune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We were chanting Mangal Arti within the room of Srila Prabhupada each morning. Sometimes he would appreciate the singing, sometimes not. Later on in the morning, after a particularly bad kirtan, he called me into his room and complained about the singing. He said, again, more or less, I did not like the singing in the morning. The morning melody must be sung throughout the Mangal Arti, and no other melody should be sung. It should be sung sweetly and melodiously, like this, and then he demonstrated. He was insistent that the singing should be done in that way only. He indicated he wanted me to lead the kirtans in the morning
as a way to establish the standards within the temple. Any question? Yes. Some special occasion, I wouldn't have been attracted by rock music kirtan. Krishna consciousness is spread all over the world by Srila Prabhupada's style of kirtan. But I will talk about what you may do on one occasion once a year. My main concern is what I have to attend every day. Our normal daily program. Personally, I don't think that Bach music attracts. But I just won't spend time on that discussion. It's a separate discussion. Okay? I have enough substantial other things to talk about. By the way, the morning tune is not to be sung in the evening. It's the morning tune. The next morning, I left the kirtan's room, duplicating the melodious style he had shown me the day before for the morning tune. He was pleased and seemed to enjoy the kirtan. Unfortunately, I fell victim to that demon within the mind and started to speculate a couple of jairades at the end of the kirtan. This was one of the bigger mistakes made by me at that time. Although there's nothing wrong with Jai Radhe, Prabhupada simply did not want us to chant it. He once explained that Shukadeva Goswami did not feel himself qualified to chant the name of Radha in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore only indicated her name with the word Aradhana while describing the topmost friend of Krishna, gopi friend of Krishna. Anyway, to continue the story, I had just started to chant Srimati Radharani's holy name within Vrindavan Dham, her beloved Lord's abode, within the presence of her most intimate devotee, during the most auspicious hours of the day, when her most intimate devotee looked at me with eyes blazing like fire and desirous of initiating my immediate destruction. I ended the kirtan immediately without further formalities, never again to make the same mistake. Prabhupada never ended kirtans with various extra mantras, especially not Jai Radhe, so why should I? Clear? Any question?
Also, so many names come like
Radha Madhava is alright. Not that we've taken a vow that we'll never utter the name Radha. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Not that we're boycotting Srimati Radha. But within the context of the bhajan, the bhajan is there by the authorized acharyas. Radharani's holy name is there, we're not going to edit it out. But in the kirtan, don't add Jai Radhe, Jai, that's the point. So much gas? Clear? Okay. Even I was on morning walks in Prabhupada, because in Vrindavan, all the residents chant Jai Radhe. I was walking with Prabhupada on that Shatikar Road, now Bhaktivedanta Swami Road, and Prabhupada would be walking, and it's mostly a deserted road at that time. Some other gentleman would be walking in the opposite direction, and he'd greet Prabhupada, Jai Radhe, and Prabhupada would respond, Hare Krishna. Yes.
This is a communication, a letter from Tejas Prabhu, who was one of the leading devotees here in India during Srila Prabhupada's time. He was the temple president of Delhi for many years and very close associate of Srila Prabhupada's. He writes, Srila Prabhupada gave many, many times, we had a kirtan at the Ram Leela grounds, 1976 March, and Dinanath was leading, and tens of thousands were attending and chanting. After the program, Srila Prabhupada and I were alone in the back tent, waiting for his servant and the car. As you know, he would often ask rhetorical questions, and he asked me, "So, what did you think of the kirtan?" When Prabhupada asks a question like that, you always want to give the right answer. Understanding that this was just a lead-in to his giving me an instruction, I answered with a bland, "It was okay." Srila Prabhupada replied, "No, it was not nice. It was clanging and banging. Kirtan should be sweet and melodious. Come, let us go to the ashram and have kirtan." And so we went. Srila Prabhupada, his servant, Bharat Raj, and myself. Except his servant, the three of us sat in his room, and Bharat Raj played harmonium on the request of Srila Prabhupada, and we had a long kirtan, exactly the opposite of these other things. On Prabhupada's signal, the kirtan ended. He looked at me, smiling, a little shaking his head, and said, "So sweet and melodious." I heard him say, and heard that he also said, sometimes stopping kirtan, no screaming and shouting. So kirtan is not clanging and banging, screaming and shouting. Kirtan is sweet and melodious. Okay? Next point. Instruments. Regarding your question about kirtan, this is a letter, 26 May 1969, to Jadurani. Practically, we are not concerned with the instruments. They are used sometimes to make it sweeter, but if we divert our attention for using the instruments more, that is not good. Generally, kirtan is performed with mridanga and kartals, but if someone is expert instrument player, he can be admitted to join sankirtan. We can accept everything for Krishna service, but not taking the risk of it diverting attention to any other thing which will hinder our Krishna consciousness. That should be our motto or principle. Kirtan means chanting the holy name of Krishna. It's not a musical show. So whatever contributes to our focusing our minds on the holy name of Krishna, that can be accepted. And that was basically defined by Srila Prabhupada and by his Guru Maharaj and by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kartals and Mridanga. Kartals and Mridanga. When there are so many other instruments, as Prabhupada says, we run the risk that we're listening to the instruments, which is different from listening to the holy name of Krishna. Now, instead of having your attention focused on Hare Krishna, your attention is focused on the beautiful music. And that's not what we're interested in. Prabhupada wrote to Babu Dak Das on 11 January 76, "The harmonium may be played during bhajan if there is someone who can play melodiously. There is no need of other instruments." To Rupanuga, 2 February 75, regarding instruments for temple kirtans,
Kartal and Mridanga are sufficient. There is no need of other instruments. Palananda Guru also reported, Prabhupada told him, Kirtan means kol kartal, no karmani. And Prabhupada Maharaj told the same thing in New York. Prabhupada told Bharadwaj Prabhu, harmonium is not for use during arti. Again to Bahudak, 10 November 75. Regarding the instruments, stringed instruments are Vedic, but the real Vedic instrument is mridanga and kartal. Anyway, you have to do according to the time and circumstances if you use these other instruments. So you have my approval and you can go on. That may be some special occasion. Prabhupada explained in a room conversation in Bombay itself, December 26, 1976. The other musical instrument, if he plays, his attention will be diverted in musical instrument, not to chanting. We have to see melody, whether it is going on nicely, but that is not good. Our concentration should be hearing Hare Krishna. That is bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, simply this kartal and kol, that's all. In those days, of course, there was no harmonium, but many stringed instruments were there, sitar, estrash, but these things were not used. Sometimes we do use to attract, but it is not required. There are more such instructions, but that's... Any questions about that? If you want to drown out the mridangas, then you can introduce African drums, and you can have African kirtan. The jhangra is very good in Africa. But it was quite clear, kartal and mridanga. The djembe is not a mridanga. The harmonium is not a kartal. Kartals, that's mridanga. These are kartals. That's it. Gold kartal. That's what Prabhupada said we need. Any question? Again, I'm not the police. I'm just giving you the message. Do with it what you like. Everyone wants to chant Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Well, this is what Prabhupada said. We're not just for Jaya Prabhupada, we're for doing what Prabhupada told us to do. Otherwise, what's the meaning of your Jaya Prabhupada? Jaya Prabhupada, we're ignoring everything you told us to do. Jaya Prabhupada. What is that? If you want to glorify Prabhupada, follow his instructions. Again, I'm not against chanting Jaya Prabhupada, but I'm in favor of following what he said. That he's the founder of Charya. You don't glorify the founder of Charya just by chanting his name at every opportunity. You glorify the founder of Charya by conforming to his instructions, by obedience. Clear? Yes?
So Maharaj, in Kirtan, we can use harmonium or not? Or only kartal and...
Well... Did I read? I read the quotes. What did he say? Why? I'm not. Don't ask me. Can we do this? Can we do that? I'm just a peon. I'm just giving you the mail. What did the mail say?
Prabhupada said if he's playing melodiously, then he can play.
Bhajan. But he said for bhajan, not kirtan. Read the mail again. I can give you hard copies. He said for bhajan, harmony. If there's someone who can play nicely. But he said it's not for kirtan. Again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you what you can or can't do. I'm just delivering the mail. That's the mail. Clear? Anything else? Okay, professional musicians.
There's so many quotations I don't want to occupy with them. With regard to your question about Bengali-style kirtan and mridanga playing, one or two styles is best. To introduce more styles is not good. It will become an encumbrance. If we introduce so much emphasis on style of kirtan, then simply imitation will go on. Devotional emotion is the main thing. If we give stress to instrument and style, then attention will be diverted to the style. That will be spiritual loss. To Satsuru Maharaj, June 30th, 1976. To Mukunda Maharaj, music is one of our items for chanting, but we are not musicians. You should always remember this fact. The best example is that we take advantage of the typewriting machine. That does not mean we are professional typists. My opinion is, it is not necessary for us to utilize these different musical talents for spreading Krishna consciousness. I would rather see people follow strictly the path of Lord Chaitanya and his Sankirtan devotees. We are using mridanga, kartal, that is enough. We are not musicians. We are Krishna bhaktas. Therefore, we do not stress so much importance on these different musical talents. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God himself. Had he thought it would have been better to spread Krishna consciousness by another way, he would have done so. But no, simply with mridanga and kartal, traveling and chanting Hare Krishna, asking everyone to chant Hare Krishna, preaching simply through the Bhagavatam philosophy, this is the process. There is no need for us to try and add anything to this simple method. It will only be a distraction. Therefore, I request you to follow the simple path of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and help me spread this wonderful mission all over the world. Keep yourself pure and fixed up in Krishna consciousness by following the basic principles that I have given, chanting 16 rounds daily, following the four regular principles, rising early, attending Mangalarti classes, etc. This is of utmost importance. I understand also there was a kirtan performance given by Sri Purnadas. You have rightly remarked, whether they are devotees, you are right. These people are professional singers. Krishna kirtan is not for earning a livelihood. Krishna kirtan is not meant for entertaining the public for demonstration of arts. It is dynamic service to the Lord. We do not therefore mind so much about the artistic presentation of Krishna kirtan, but we want to see how much a devotee is satisfying the supreme will. There's a section in Jaya Dharma also by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur where there was one devotee, a new man, early in life, while still a young boy, experts in the field of Indian classical music had taught him, and he considered that such instruction qualified him to occasionally lead the kirtan sessions of the Vaishnavas. However, when previously he had led some kirtans, the Vaishnavas were apparently not fond of his typically palace court classical touch. Nonetheless, he had introduced these classical variations into the kirtans, oblivious of the Vaishnava's feelings. Attempting to parade his musical ability, he had stared at the faces of the Vaishnavas, awaiting a response, hoping for some appreciation. For quite some days now, this had continued. However, quite suddenly, a few days earlier, he had unexpectedly started to feel increasing pleasure in singing Hari Nam. He lost all interest in trivial talks as well as classical music. Thus, a metamorphosis, a change took place in him. He was now a Vaishnava. Clear? We're not interested in fancy music. We're interested in sincere devotional feeling. This is from Satsang Maharaj's book, Prabhupada Nectar. At one of the ISKCON International Festivals in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada rejected the singing of one of his disciples. The devotee had previously been a singer in a band, and his kirtans were much appreciated by some devotees, especially those from his home temple. But when, with showy professionalism, he had begun leading the Guru Puja in Prabhupada's presence, making the tune sound like a rock and roll ballad, Prabhupada did not like it. He shook his head and indicated that someone else lead. The great kirtan singer was devastated by the rejection, another form of Prabhupada's mercy. Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is to be understood that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced, he did so by the influence of the pleasure potency of the spiritual world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never considered the holy name of the Lord to be a material vibration, nor does any pure devotee mistake the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be a material musical manifestation. Lord Chaitanya never tried to be the master of the holy name. Rather, he taught us how to be servants of the holy name. If one chants the holy name of the Lord just to make a show, not knowing the secret of success, he may increase his bile secretion, but he will never attain perfection in chanting the holy name. Any questions so far?
I have a question. I felt it myself. The difference between kirtan and chanting. When we chant, different people have got a different. Some people they run, they chant so fast that half the words they miss.
Some people chant so fast that half the words we miss. Good. You brought me to my next topic, which is the topic of pace.
Pace and tune.
Tune I've already discussed. Tune, Prabhupada said, don't change the tune. Mangalarti, one tune. Simple thing. And now we'll come to pace, and it will also touch on the topic of tune.
So when we do it in the home, should it be as you would do it in the Mangalarti, or it should be?
Why not? When you do it at home, why not do it as we're doing here? But what we do in the temple is like the model for you to do at home, adjusted for your convenience. You know, you're not going to do the very elaborate deity worship we do here in the temple as a grihastha. You have to adjust it to your circumstance. But the kirtan that we do here, that's the thing. Another reason why our kirtan here should be authorized, why it should follow Prabhupada's standard, Because you do something here, and people take it home. If you're doing rubbish here, they're going to take rubbish home with them. So you should be the standard, so that when people take home what they've heard from you, it's the right thing. You have a responsibility. The person who comes in the Sampradaya has a responsibility to all the predecessors to deliver the thing that he's received intact. It's not just enjoyment. When you receive the holy name, you receive a great gift and a great responsibility. The responsibility is to transmit what you've heard intact, without adding, subtracting, or changing, without inventing anything new. Maybe I'll speak a little further and then I'll take questions. Prabhupada's system of kirtan, and I was there for so many of his kirtans, and so many are recorded for you to hear, was that he would start very slow. In fact, there are some recordings where Prabhupada's playing very slow, and the devotees are playing kartals twice as fast, and Prabhupada's playing kartals like boom, 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 trying to slow them down. Prabhupada, if you listen to his kirtan, even this Hare Krishna that they play on the machine was actually speeded up in the recording studio. The actual, what Prabhupada actually chanted was slower. Anyway, Prabhupada's system was, he would begin quite slow, and then gradually he would speed up, gradually he would speed up, gradually he would speed up, gradually he would speed up. That was Prabhupada, and then he would stop. Listen to any recording, that's what Prabhupada did during Hare Krishna Kirtan. He would start quite slow, often he would chant the Mangalacharana prayers very slowly and meditatively. Then he would chant Hare Krishna and gradually increase the pace, and then he would stop. In this way, you become absorbed in the sound vibration. But in ISKCON, there seems to be a different way of doing it. It's called the two-speed kirtan. You start and you chant, maybe it's a little slow or a little faster, and then at a certain point, boom, you speed up. Right? And you just move faster. And what happens then? Oh, by the way, I have a note here that Srila Prabhupada from Yadavarpur, who told me this last week, that Prabhupada once stopped a Mangalarti kirtan in the middle when the leader changed the tune. The leader changed the tune, Prabhupada stopped the kirtan. Something to keep in mind. Anyway, back to what I was saying. The two-speed kirtan. You chant a little slow, then all of a sudden there's like a change and you go fast. You have two, like a two-speed bicycle. There's slow and there's fast. So you chant slow and then you go fast. And now because you're going fast, nobody can keep up with you for the rest of the 15 minutes of the kirtan. So now you have to do something. And what do? You change the tune, or you do some little trick. Everybody has their bag of tricks. The favorite game, and I hear it all the time these days, is that when you get to part two and go fast, you also switch to a version of the tune in which you take out all the spaces. And I'll explain what I mean. This is the morning tune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Space. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, space. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, space. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. That's the morning tune. This is the version in which you cut out all the spaces. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No spaces. It's like a drill for respiration. It's also good if you're in the military and you want to march. Prabhupada never did it. 10 lakhs to anyone who can give me a recording of Prabhupada chanting that way. He never did it. Ever. Can you do it? Again, I don't have a badge, I'm not the police department. All I can tell you is, number one, Prabhupada never did. Number two, I hate it. And number three, you not only strip out the spaces, which Prabhupada never did, now people think that's what you're supposed to do. This is another point. There are people who join this kind just hearing this, and they think this is what we do. It's not their fault. This is what they heard when they joined, and this is what you do. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. No. Give me, flip me over. And write Ram. Ram Likhiye, Hindi. Yeah, you can do that. You can take it off. Or just flip it over. You can just flip it over. Okay, you can take it off. Either way. Okay, now you take this off. And Ram Likhiye. Hindi.
Ram.
Ram. Hindi me. But not red me. Blue me. Or blue say, I guess. Yeah, so people can see it. Okay, and in English too. Okay. So not only do I hate the fact that there's no space, and I can't even keep up. I'm an old man, you know. I need some breathing space in my mantra. From my point of view, all the beauty of the tune is destroyed, all the meditative quality. But there's something else. You're shortchanging the devotees. Because when you chant this way, inevitably, you shorten the mantra. Srila Prabhupada writes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. These 16 names composed of 32 syllables are the only means of counteracting the evil effects of the Kali Yuga. In Chaitanya Bhagavad, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nascheva Nascheva Katir Anyata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Eshloka Nam Bodhi, Loya Mahamantra, Shola Nam Bhatrisha, Akshar E Tantra. The last couplet means, this verse is called the Mahamantra. It contains 16 holy names of the Lord composed of 32 syllables. But for the speed up, 32 syllables is too many. Instead of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, to fit within the short format, the chant inevitably goes Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, pronounced exactly as you've written it there. Now, get some action here. To Hindi speakers, of course, this is the word, Ram. How many syllables is it?
Two.
No, in Hindi it's one.
Ram. Ra, a, ma, and practically if it were Sanskrit, you'd do it like that. When we hear Hare Ram, 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 that's what we're hearing. Ram. Exactly like that. That's two syllables. Ra, ma. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, but Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Four syllables short. It's four syllables short. I know Hindi speakers don't make the distinction much, but it's four syllables short. Instead of Rama, it's Ram. Small thing, perhaps. I understand. I understand that for Hindi speakers, Ram is Ram and Krishna is Krishna. I understand that. That's Hindi is what they call an A drop language. Anadhuta becomes Anadhut. That's Hindi. And that's perfectly fine. But the mantra is Sanskrit, and the syllable is the name consists of two syllables, Rama. And personally, hearing it dropped, because we have to fit the format of Hari Ram, Hari Ram, 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 Hari, disturbs me. Okay? Do as you like, I'm not the police. All I can report to you is that Prabhupada never did it. And Prabhupada did say, don't subtract anything. When you turn 32 syllables into 28, you subtract it by 4. And worse still, I'm just going to go to the very worst, is when we get, instead of, okay, at least this is the Mangal Arati tune sort of butchered. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Hare, without all the spaces and without the extra syllables, not extra, without all the syllables. But you can still say it's the same tune. Then we get to Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, I mean, maybe that fits someone's definition of sweet and melodious, not mine. It's like a three-note, and sometimes we get really classy kirtan leaders like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you know, make these fast. I guess that's supposed to be ecstasy. From where I sit, it's the substitute for ecstasy. All right, now do you have any questions? Ah, a lot of questions. Okay.
Maharaj, please can you demonstrate the fastest possible...
Excuse me?
Demonstrate the fastest...
I know you're the man who speaks in the lowest possible voice. Shout.
Please can you demonstrate the fastest...
There's no fastest. There's no... that you don't get settled in it, like the way they have those cars that stop at a certain speed that you can't make them go faster.
Maharaj, when the syllable would be matching...
But faster means... The point is that you go slow, then you speed up, and then you speed up. There's no limit how fast you can go. But everyone's limit. How long can you go fast, 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 fast? And therefore people start inventing things. They switch to other tunes, they switch to other mantras, they do this, they do that. Prabhupada's way, and again you can do whatever you want, but Prabhupada's way was he started slow, and then he built up, so that at the end of the kirtan, he was going at the maximum speed he wanted to go, and it wasn't so fast that he would have to quit halfway there and pull some trick, as our kirtan leaders often do. Okay, another question. Yes?
In one of the lectures, Maharaj, you said that kirtan should not be used as a livelihood.
It should not be?
Livelihood.
Kirtan should not be as a livelihood, yes.
But nowadays in ISKCON, there are many kirtan melas going on.
There are kirtan melas going on nowadays in kirtan.
Yeah. So, what I've seen in Bombay, for all the kirtan melas, they are charging.
For all the kirtan melas, they're charging. Well, I'm not going to say something about whether they should charge or not. I don't know why they're charging. Sometimes they may rent a venue which costs money and somebody has to pay. But they should not be charging money because the kirtan singers won't sing unless you pay them. That's the point. Everything has a cost, you know. The temple has expenses. If you go on some program, there's a cost of petrol and so on. So there may be some cost, and how the authorities choose to deal with that, whether they ask for a donation or whether they give a charge, I'm not going to say anything about. But the point is that we should not be like hired musicians, that if you pay my fee, I'll come and sing. If you don't pay me, I'll stay home, because I have family to feed, and I'm chanting to feed my family. That's Prabhupada's point. It's not a business. Is that okay? Yes.
Maharaj, this is a given topic. But flow on from the japa, chanting.
I'm not going to answer any japa questions today.
The cutting syllables are going to ask, but I'll ask later.
I'm not going to answer it. This is a Java question. Don't ask it. Okay. Okay.
Maharaj, sometimes we see that in kirtans, the lead singer sings Hare Krishna and the public respond Hare Krishna, and then he again sings Hare Krishna.
I have no objection. Prabhupada didn't do that. He didn't divide the mantra up into pieces, but I see that in Gaudiya Math they do it. And it sometimes may be easier for people to catch on. So I have nothing to say about it.
And also this, as you explained about the word Ram, there is some doubt related to Krishna also. So then in Hindi, when we call it Sanskrit, when we write it is Krishna.
Yes.
So it is Krishna or Krishna or Krishna in these.
Now, pronunciation differs from state to state. If you go to Orissa, you may hear Krishna. Because they pronounce that rope. That's a very rope.
In Maharashtra also.
Maharashtra also, you hear Krishna.
Yes. Gujarat as well.
Gujarat as well. So, you know, we're getting to be a big piece of India where it's Krishna. And if you go to Bengal, they make their ahs like os sometimes. So you may hear Krishna. So I'm not going to critique pronunciation here. Krishna's Pavagrahi Janari. He understands the sentiment. It's not your exact pronunciation. If you go to Latin America, it's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because that's how their linguistic pattern goes. And China we won't even talk about. So it's not the particulars of your pronunciation so much. But I only brought this particular issue up because it comes in the context of this sort of butchery that is involved with the speed up and dropping spaces and making everything fit into a... Yes?
If we say this Rama, then we tend to sometimes pronounce it Rama.
Say again?
The Ma, that increases to a full, like Rama.
Like Rama, the goddess of fortune.
not Brahma.
Yeah.
Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Yes.
Because Rama. He said he should be Rama. No.
No. You hear how Prabhupada chanted. It's not that he chanted, you know, with the standard Hindi pronunciation, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, no, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Listen to Prabhupada chant, he's the standard. So I understand that there's a linguistic issue here also, that Hindi speakers have, as Odia people have a certain pattern, Hindi speakers have a certain pattern. And I'm not, you know, trying to squeeze you into a little box where you have to pretend not to be an Hindi speaker, to pretend to be a Bengali or something like that. I'm just letting you know that this may be of some concern, particularly when you do this stripped down, go fast mantra. That's my particular context here. But that beautiful Mangalarti tune, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, becomes in part two. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Yuck. Okay, other questions?
Let me just check my time.
Oh, we're way late. There are a couple more things I wanted to say, and I'm going to say them because we're running out of time. The Mridanga players should follow the leader. Prabhupada was present during a kirtan performed by his disciples in the Brooklyn Temple. The mridanga player had been practicing to learn complicated beats, and he was demonstrating his rapid and intricate abilities in the kirtan. But Prabhupada stopped the music and said to the drummer that he should follow the leader. Then he started the kirtan again, but it happened again. And again Prabhupada stopped the kirtan and asked the drummer to follow the leader. Simple. It drives me nuts. You're trying to lead kirtan, and the mridanga player is showing his stuff. He's playing, he's filling up every moment with beats. Every second has to be filled with a beat. He's got these rhythms that he's learned somewhere, and he's doing his thing, and it doesn't matter at all what the leader is doing, because the mridanga is showing, the mridanga player is showing what beats he can play. That's my definition of the mridanga player from hell. Lesson one in mridanga player playing is very simple. Follow the leader. Follow the leader. It's very, very simple. If you can't do anything else and you do that, you're wonderful. And if you do everything else and you can't do that, you're worse than useless. Follow the leader. It's not that your complicated beats do anything to improve the kirtan. How many of you have heard kirtan sung by Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada's godbrother? How many of you are aware of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj? Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was one of Srila Prabhupada's dear godbrothers, and he was famous in Gaudiya Math as super excellent kirtan singer and mridanga player. And he could go, he could chant all night long, expert, and he chanted with so much feeling. But when he played mridanga, you would hear just, you know, hardly anything. You know, I have some recording here, Krishna asked about it, and I would share. Should I look for it right now? Okay, let me see if I can do it quickly because it's hard to find something. The reason I played that clip, hear how simple his mridanga playing is. Is it complicated? It's so simple. But when he wants to, he can out fancy the fanciest of you. You know, between in a little portion someplace where he can be fancy. It's not that he's doing it so simply because he can't do anything else. But he's playing simply. Because what mattered to him was the holy name of Krishna, not the performance of mridanga playing. The mridanga playing is simply to focus our attention on the holy name. And when it diverts our attention from the holy name, it's worse than useless. The mridanga player should follow the leader, should keep it simple, not needlessly complicate things. It's not a show of your prowess. Your aim as the mridanga player is to help the kirtan, help everyone in the kirtan focus on the holy name of Krishna. I think I'm going to stop there for lack of time. Kartal playing is another issue. People just don't know how to play them. They've never been trained. And so they play all sorts of things, again, getting very fancy and not even being able to play a simple triple B. So that's another discussion. Again, simple, melodious, with the focus on the holy name. Okay? Yes? No? Okay. If you have more questions, you can see me on some other occasion, because we have to stop now. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.